This final note before we go today. The 100th running of the Indianapolis 500 will have an official poet and poem. The poetry competition, turns out, is a return to an Indy 500 tradition from the 1920s. An Indiana University graduate student, Adam Hinsey, will read his winning poem during qualification weekend. It'll also appear in the program on race day. We called Hinsey up and asked him to read his poem for us. For those who love fast, loud things.
This poem is for the track folk who just love the smell of ethanol, for the carb day cut sleeve sporters, the snake pit dancers, and coke lot campers with bald eagle bandanas. This is an anthem for the hearts that have surged the scope of the pagoda, for the hands that know the feeling of slapping the North Vista tunnel ceiling, for the lips that whisper along with Florence Henderson when she sings yes. This poem is for the 500 fans who love fast, loud things. The hot dog chompers and buttermilk sippers and granddads with ledger pads and suede cases and locked zippers. This is for every kid that stood along the stretch with toes on top of a cooler and their fingers gripping the fence. For the open wheel gearheads, parade waivers, and Legends Day fans. For the moms smeared with baby sunscreen changing diapers in the stands. This poem is for the brickyard pickers, marching band clappers, the bucket drummers, and gasoline alley cats. This is for the pit crews, the announcers, the flyby pilots in the sky, for the girl who'd never seen her dad cry until the day Dan Weldon died. This poem is for the Andy Griffith neighbors, the binocular watchers, and the concession yellers hawking cold brews. This poem is for every shoulder with a Memorial Day tattoo. This is for the drivers willing to go bumper to bumper, for the flag flappers and the earbud and clutched palm fist pumpers. This is your poem, Indianapolis, taking the turn with direct injection. Race fans, thank you for being the sparks that start the engines.
His prize, $1,000 and two tickets to the race.